Mostly sunny skies, but remaining very hazy throughout the day today. Highs will climb into the lower 80s.
65 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios this Tuesday morning at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
At least two people were killed in a shooting at a high school graduation in Richmond.
At 5:13 p.m., officers inside the venue at 6 North Laurel reported hearing gunshots outside. They responded, notified folks on their radio. Responding officers on the traffic detail responded behind me and found multiple victims suffering from gunshot wounds.
Five other people were also injured. A suspect is in custody. A motive is unclear.
The city of Charlottesville's utility rates will be going up almost 7.5% next month. And City Councilor Michael Payne says this is already a pressure point, pushing people out of the city and out of their dwellings.
For most people, I think, you know, your rent and mortgage payments are the big pressure pushing you out. But certainly for someone who is budgeting paycheck to paycheck, you know, a couple hundred dollars over the course of a couple years or $100 more annually, you know, could be that pressure that makes it, you know, too hard for them to stay in their home.
Vice Mayor Juan Diego Wade reminds that there are ways for people to apply for assistance from the city to pay the city's utility bills.
People will soon be able to fly from Charlottesville directly to O'Hare International Airport. The Charlottesville Albemarle Airport announced on Tuesday that direct flights will return in August. United Airlines will be providing service with regional jets every day. From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Catherine Young.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 66 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, and more of the Joe Thomas in the Morning program coming up on the station celebrating 90 years of serving Central Virginia. And you get the party with Big Ray and the Cool Cats, brought to you by Better Living Building Supply. Stay tuned for details at WCHV.com.
Your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast continues with a mixture of sun and clouds through the rest of the afternoon. Still, though, keeping that wildfire haze around from the Canadian wildfires. Not the best of day to get outdoors. Highs are in the lower 80s. Tonight will be partly cloudy with lows in the lower to middle 50s. Thursday, not quite as hazy. A lot of sunshine, too, with highs working their way into the lower 80s. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist A.J. Willey on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.